good morning.
各位早安.
When Pastor Choi asked me to speak, he told me that you guys were going through the book of Acts.
当蔡牧师邀请我来证道的时候，我也知道说，他在你们当中已经在讲《使徒行传》.
And I'd like to go through one topic of the book of Acts.
我现在要跟各位分享其中的一个主题.
But before I start, let me introduce myself. My name is Caleb.
我想先让各位当中如果还不认识我，认识我一下，我的名字叫加勒。
And I'm the student minister here at Golden Gate.
我是这边的青年传道。
And I'm just happy to bring you God's word today.
我很高兴能够把神的话今天与各位分享。
The book of Acts illustrates many things that the Holy Spirit did through the disciples.
使徒行传很有趣的就是在这个当中记载了那个时候的耶稣的使徒们在那个当时行了很多的事情，其中有是很多的是神迹。
And many of those things were miracles.
那当中有很多的都是施行神迹。
Today I wanted to talk to you about one kind of miracle, which are prayers for healing.
今天我就跟各位分享其中的神迹当中的一种就是得医治的祷告。
And out of all the different kinds of prayer, I get the most requests for prayers of healing.
我常常在教会当中为人代祷，最频繁的就是求医治的代祷。
And I've noticed that there's many people with different kinds of health issues.
我想我们都知道我们在周围的人当中有很多的人都有一些疾病。
I've prayed for people with cancer.
我曾经为人得癌症的朋友代祷。
People with heart problems and diabetes.
有人有心脏的疾病，有人有糖尿病。
People with broken bones, people with back problems.
有的人有背脊椎的问题，或者是一些骨折的问题。
I've prayed for many people with different health issues, many different types of health issues.
我常常为这些人的病痛来代祷祈求。
And I've also asked for prayer for myself many times as well.
我其实也常常为我自己的病痛祷告。
If you guys aren't embarrassed, but how many of you guys, I'm included in this, how many of you guys need prayer for healing, God's healing today?
我想问各位，就是在你们当中有没有人身上有疾病或者曾经有疾病需要代祷的？ 请举手。
Okay. me too.
我们也是有。
So we all have some issues, some kind of health issues. And if you don't know what health issues you are, just even think about the glasses that you're wearing, and that's even not natural either.
我们有的时候会都会有健康的问题，就算你不觉得你有健康问题的话，如果你戴眼镜的话，就是戴眼镜也是一种病。So
at the end, if you want prayer, I'll have some time to at the end to pray also.
等一下，如果时间允许的话，在结束之前，我会为各位一起。
So the first place to start when we're talking about physical healing is with the question, where does disease even come from? Where does weakness and disease come from?
当我们来讲这个疾病得医治的讲道的时候，我想跟各位分享一下，就是到底疾病是如何而来的。
And if I can have all of you read Genesis 3:19 together.
在你的程序单里面有今天的一些的金句，各位可以看一下，我们现在要读的是创世纪第3:19。找到的话，我们一起来读，来，你必汗流满面，才得糊口，你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。
So in Genesis 3, the first humans, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God.
所以在人类的老祖宗亚当夏娃，他们不顺服神，违背了神的命令。
And as a result of their disobedience, the curse of sin entered into creation.
因为他们的不顺服，所以罪因此而进入了整个的创造。
And at that point, humans who were supposed to be immortal now became mortal. They could die.
在那个事发生之前，人是不死的，但是
And part of that mortality involves disease and sickness also.
因为会死，所以我们的身上就不健康，就会有疾病。
And it's because of a broken relationship with God that disease and sickness and evil and pain exists in our lives today.
而就是因为说，罪把我们跟神的关系隔绝了，所以让我们变成很软弱，会有痛苦，会有疾病。
So, if a broken relationship with God is where pain and disease and death comes from, then what's the first way of receiving healing?
既然如此的话，那我们要得到医治的话，最好的方法是什么呢？
Well, the first way to receive healing is to repair the broken relationship with God through faith in Jesus.
最重要的方法就是恢复我们跟神正常的好的关系。
And there's a story in Acts chapter 3 that illustrates this.
在《使徒行传》第三章当中，曾经有这样的一个神迹的记载，是最好的说明。
If I can ask you guys to read Acts 3, 6 through 8
请会众我们一起来读《使徒行传》三章六到八节。来，彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拉撒勒人的耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手，扶他起来，他的脚和裸子骨立刻健壮，就跳起来，站着，又行走。同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
So in this story, Peter finds a man who was born lame. He was born not being able to use his legs.
所以这个故事记载就是彼得发现了碰到一个人，他是生下来就是不健全的，是瘸腿的。
And it says in this passage that this man couldn't walk because he had problems with his ankles and his feet.
就像刚才读的经文里面讲到说，他的脚和裸子骨都坏了，不能站。
And then Peter prays for the lame man.
于是彼得就替他祷告。
And then this lame man is instantly healed.
在彼得祷告完了以后，这个人马上就能够站起来，不但如此，而且他站着跳着。
It says, yeah, so it says he's walking and jumping and praising God as he's doing it.
跳起来，站着又行走。
And he couldn't do that before.
在这之前绝对没有可能发生。
Now, how did this man get healed of not being able to walk?
那为什么这个人突然一下就变得能够站起来走？
Peter tells us a few verses later why this man was healed.
在本章的后面的经节，彼得也让我们看到说这个人为什么会能够被医好请走。
If you guys can read Acts 3:16 together.
好，我们来读第三章的第十六节。来，我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见所认识的这人健壮，正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
So how did this man get healed of his situation?
所以这个人为什么是能够被治好的呢？
Peter says that it was this man's faith in Jesus that healed him.
彼得告诉我们说是因为这个人对耶稣的信心医治了他。
Faith in Jesus gives us access to God's healing power.
对耶稣的信心让这个人能够进入到神医治的全能。
God is the creator of the universe.
神是创造宇宙万物的神。
God is the creator of your body.
神是给我们这个身体的生命的神。
He knows what to do, how to fix your body.
他知道怎么样来治疗我们的身体。
So when you put your trust into Jesus, you begin a friendship with the Creator.
所以当我们信从神顺服神信靠他了以后，我们就进入了他的全能。
And when you're friends with the Creator, then you have access to healing power.
当你有这样的好的一个朋友，有这样的权柄的时候，那么你认识他，跟他在一起，你就能够得到这个权力。
There was a teenager in my youth group in Houston, Texas.
我在德州侍奉的时候，在达拉斯侍奉的时候，我曾经有这样一个青年团契的一个年轻人。
His name was James.
他的名字叫詹姆斯。
And I took James and his brother to a Christian conference one time.
有一次我带詹姆斯和他的兄弟去参加一个青年的大会。
And we had rented and shared a hotel room.
我们三个人一起住了一间旅馆的房间，住在一起。
And the first morning, it was time to go to the worship service.
有一天早上我们起来，我们是要去参加崇拜。
But James told us to go first because he was a little bit late getting up.
詹姆斯因为早上起来晚了，所以他叫我跟他的兄弟先走。
So me and his brother went to the worship service first.
所以我们两个就先去了。
And by the end of the worship service, I noticed that James never came to the worship service.
但是当我们都整个崇拜都结束了以后，我注意到詹姆斯并没有出现。
Afterwards, I went to look for James.
然后之后我就去寻找他。
And I found him back in the hotel room.
最后回到旅馆，发现他还在旅馆房间里面。
And I asked him, James, why didn't you go to the worship service with us?
于是我就问他说，詹姆斯，你为什么没有去崇拜啊？
Then he told me that his shoulder was in a lot of pain.
他告诉我说他的那天早上他的肩膀非常的疼痛。
And he felt like he couldn't go to the worship service because he was in very great pain.
他非常非常的痛，所以他觉得说他还是不要去参加崇拜。
Instead, James told me about, James told me that he thought about the gospel message that was preached the night before, and he wanted to put his faith in Jesus.
詹姆斯继续告诉我说，前一天晚上他听到了很好的信息，所以他决定要试试看向耶稣祷告。
So that morning, while we were in the worship service, James decided that he wanted to give his life to God.
所以那天早上，虽然我们在参加崇拜的当中，因为他有这样的想法，所以他就祷告，把他的生命交在主的手里。
He told us that he prayed to God, and he told God that he would put his trust in him, in Jesus, and live for him.
他告诉我们说，他祷告的时候，接受了主做他的救主，而且他愿意把他自己的生命交在神的手里。
And James told me that after he prayed that prayer, his shoulder was instantly free of pain.
他也做见证说，就在他祷告一完的时候，他肩膀的疼痛就离开了。
He was so surprised and so happy.
他非常的惊讶，他也非常的高兴。
And all James did was to pray to receive Jesus into his heart.
他所做的就是他祷告，然后把他把耶稣接到他的心里。
He gave his life to God, and God healed him.
他把他的生命交在神的手里面，然后神就医治了他。
Now, having shared that, I don't think that you should put your faith in Jesus only because you need physical healing.
我刚刚讲的这个故事，并不也不主不主张建议你就是因为为了要得医治而祷告。
It's not some kind of formula where you just pray some words and then all of a sudden you are healed.
因为为了医治的祷告，并不是像一个方程式一样，就是因为你为了要得到这个结果而去祷告。
This is a matter of the heart.
这是一个心里面的问题。
Putting your faith in Jesus is putting committing to a covenant friendship with him.
当我们把信心放在耶稣基督身上的时候，我们只是愿意跟神建立一个好的关系，一个盟约。
You make a promise to God that you will follow him all the days of your life.
事实上你是向神启示说你要一辈子来把你的生命交给他，跟从他。
And when you enter into that covenant friendship, you have access to that healing that God provides.
当你进入这样的朋友的盟约的时候，你就能够得到他的同在，他的保护。
And whether God heals you instantly like James or not, that's up to him.
但是是不是就像詹姆斯发生的一样被医治呢？不一定，因为这在神的手里。
But the first way to be healed by God is beginning a friendship with him by putting your trust in his son Jesus Christ.
但是这是第一件事情要做的，就是把我们的信心建立在耶稣基督身上，把我们的生命交在他的手里。
Another way to be healed is through faith-filled prayer.
另外一种得医的方法就是大有信心的祷告。
If you guys can read James chapter 5 verse 14 through 15.
现在请各位一起来读雅各书第五章14-15节。来，你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告，出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪也必蒙赦免。
So this passage tells us that if you're sick, you can ask the elders of the church to pray over you.
所以这段经文告诉我们说，假如你病了的话，你可以请教会的长老来替你祷告。
And their prayer of faith will bring God's healing into your body.
他们的有信心的祷告，可以把医治带到你的身上。
Now my question is, does this mean only elders are allowed to pray for healing?
那么有个问题要问的就是说，那是不是只有长老才有资格来替你得医治来祷告呢？
I don't think that's the case.
我想不是。
Praying for healing is one of the responsibilities of elders, but it's not the only. It's given to other people as well.
为 信徒的疾病来祷告，当然是长老的职责之一，但是并不是只有长老才能够为人得医治来祷告的。
There are other verses that tell us that God's gift of healing is given to different parts of the body of Christ as he desires.
有其他的经文也告诉我们说，我们所有相信神的人都被赋有这个权利，能够为别人的疾病来祷告。
So elders should be praying for people for healing as well as believers.Should be praying for healing as well.
所以除了长老能够要为生病的会友祷告之外，我们所有的信徒也可以为我们的朋友或者我们的弟兄来祷告。
In 2011, I was diagnosed with a problem called sciatica.
在2011年的时候，我有背痛，我被诊断是有坐骨神经的问题。
It's when the bones in your spine are out of line.And they begin pinching the nerve that's in your spine.
这个坐骨神经痛是因为因为脊椎不太正，就压迫到神经，因此让你不一直的觉得非常的痛。
And it was extremely painful.
对我来讲是觉得非常非常的痛。
It left a lot of nerve damage in my back.
让我的神经在腰椎的地方受损很大。
This nerve damage affected my left leg, and I couldn't walk properly.
我因此我的左脚就有点跛，不能够正常的行走。
I walked with a limp.
我实际上有时候走路好像要用跳的一样。
And I walked very, very slowly.
我必须很慢很慢的走。
So I had extreme pain in my back and my leg for a long time.
我有很长的一段时间，我的腰椎、脊椎的背后以及我的腿都不舒服。
So two different doctors told me that nothing could be done to fully heal my situation.
我看过医生，有两个医生都诊断都告诉我说，我是没有办法恢复的，没有什么好的治疗的方法。
So they told me that physical therapy might help.
他说也许物理复健也许可以帮忙。
And they told me that if it even got worse, that I could even try to get surgery.
但是情况也会继续的恶化，最终的我也许需要开刀。
So I tried physical therapy.
我试过物理治疗。
And it did not work.
没有成功。
My parents told me to try acupuncture.
我的父母就劝我去试试下针灸。
That didn't work.
那也没有成功。
I finally went to a pastor to pray for my back.
最后，我就去找了一位牧师来替我的背痛祷告。
And I knew who this pastor was. I knew that he was full of faith.
我认识这个牧师，我知道他是一个蛮有信心、祷告能力的人。
I knew that he believed that God could heal through prayer.
我知道他非常的相信我的病能够通过祷告被医治。
And I also went to him full of faith, believing that God could heal me.
我找他的时候，我也是非常的有信心，相信神会医治我。
And I really had no other choice. My pain was so bad that this was the last option before I decided to get surgery.
其实除此之外，我也没有其他的方法，因为这是我最后的选择。
And the pastor began praying for me.
这个牧师就开始替我祷告了。
He prayed for all the nerves and the bones and the muscles to line up properly.
他替我的脊椎、骨头以及肌肉以及他们的成长恢复逐一的祷告。
And as the pastor was praying for me, I could feel things in my body begin to move.
当他在祷告的那一当时下当中，我可以觉得我身上有一些变化。
I didn't tell my body to move. Things just started to move.
我并没有自己想方设法让我的身体在动，但是我感觉到我的身体有些部位在开始动。
I could tell that things in my lower back were moving and things in my left leg were moving around in my body.
我能够觉得到我的背部靠腰的地方以及我的左腿都开始有一些动。
And by the time that the pastor said amen, I could feel no more pain.
当那个牧师最后说阿门的时候，我的就不再感觉疼痛了。
So I tested out my leg.
于是我就动了一动，觉得我的脚可以自由行动。
It was perfectly fine.
非常好，好像没有什么问题的样子。
I tried walking around.
我走来走去。
Then I tried running around.
然后跑一跑。
And there was no problems.
没有问题了，一切都好了。
I went back to the doctor and asked him to check.
然后我后来就回到医生那边，让医生再给我验证一下。
And he said that there was nothing wrong with my back.
他说你没问题啦，你的背好了。
And so the prayer of someone full of faith was healed me.
所以这是因为牧师的大有的信心祷告能够让我得了医治。
God used a person who believed in him to pray for me, and God used him to heal me through him.
所以这说明是神用这一位有信心祷告的牧师，用透过他施展神医治的能力，让我能够被治疗好。
And now you notice that I can walk normally.
所以你可以看到我可以上上下下没有问题。
So praise the Lord.
感谢主。
So another thing that I noticed about this passage here.
我另外在这个圣经这一段经文里面注意到另外一件事情。
Healing prayer is done face to face.
就是说治愈的祷告是在面对面当中得到的。
All of the prayers for healing in the Bible were done face to face.
在圣经当中所有的治愈的神迹都是当面的祷告。
I'm not trying to say that God can't heal with long distance prayers.
我不是说只有这样的方法才行，而隔空或者有距离之间的代祷是不能够治疗好。
But the biblical way of praying for healing is to do it in front of somebody.
但是似乎都是面对面的这样的祷告能够得到医治。
There's only maybe one story where long distance healing happened.
我看到的就是只有一个一个事件是不是当场的面对面的祷告而对方能够得到医治的。
And that was when the centurion came to Jesus asking for prayer for his daughter.
就是你们记得的话，就在有一个百夫长，他家里面的女儿有病，然后他就来求耶稣，然后耶稣就说你的信心使你的女儿得救了。
And Jesus was about to go face to face with the daughter, but the centurion said, "No, you can pray from here, and she'll be healed."
实际上，耶稣是问那个百夫长说：“你带我去你家。”但是百夫长说：“哦，不用，不用。你这么伟大的人，不用到我家来，你只要替他祷告就行。”
So that's the only time when praying for healing was done face to face. All the other times, praying for healing was done between one person and another person.
所以这是唯一的一次，这个是远距离的替这个医病来代祷得到应许的医治的祷告。
The prayers, the faithful, faith-filled prayers of God's people can bring healing to our physical bodies.
所以我们知道，蛮有信心的祷告能够对我们身上的疾病带来治疗。
Now, many of you probably have prayed similar prayers for healing. And the result may not have been what you wanted.
我想各位可能说，那你一定也有过经验，就是你有疾病的时候，或者你的认识的人有疾病的时候，你替他祷告，但是好像没有得到治愈。
Maybe you prayed for your family member or your friend to get better, and it didn't happen.
你也许为你的朋友、为你的亲戚祷告，他们没有被得到治疗好。
There's many times when I've asked for prayer and the healing never happened.
我也是一样，我有为很多的人祷告、代祷，希望能够他的病能够得到医治，但是没有。
And sometimes these results can disappoint or discourage us from praying.
这种结果好像会往往会让我们觉得很失望，觉得祷告没有效果，没有用。
And we may even question whether God is good or not.
我们可能更怀疑说到底神是不是好。
And how should we respond? To when God doesn't heal, even after we've prayed.
那当这样子不是达到我们所希望的结果的时候，那我们要怎么样来回应呢？
Let me tell you a truth.
让我跟各位讲一个事实。
God will not always heal your body when you become His follower.
当我们成为跟随耶稣基督的人的时候，神不是永远的每一次都会医治你。
God will not always heal when we pray with faith.
当我们有信心的来求神医治的时候，神并不是每一次永远都会医治好。
Again, God's healing is not a formula.
所以，我们刚刚也讲到说，医治祷告得医治，并不是像一个方程式一样。
Healing is not about just doing the right things or saying the right things.
疾病得医治，并不是说哦，只是我们要这样子去祷告，然后就一定会得到医治这样一个方程式。
Healing prayer is about asking your Father for help.
实际上当我们求医治的祷告只是说我们跟我们的天父来求他来帮助我们。
You are his child and he's your father. We're asking for help from our father.
我们是天父的儿女，当我们有问题的时候，有困难，有病痛的时候，我们来向我们的天父祈求他来帮助我们。
And as parents, you know what's best for your children.
我们做父母的都知道我们对儿女是应该怎么样来让他们得到好处。
God the Father knows what's good and best for you.
因此天父也知道他用什么样的方法让我们来得到好处。
And he will know when the best time for healing is.
他也知道什么是最恰当的时机让我们能够得到最大的好处。
Hebrews 2:4 illustrates this, if you can read it together.
所以我们现在来读一下希伯来书第二章第四节。来，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
So in this passage, it says that God distributes his miraculous gifts according to His will and not our will.
所以这一段经文非常明白地告诉我们，是神按他自己的旨意来行异能、行神迹、行奇事。
So when God doesn't answer our prayers for healing, we can trust that the healing may not be in His will.
所以当发生在我们身上，我们祷告的时候，好像我们的疾病或者别人的疾病没有被医治的时候，我们可以肯定的一点就是说，神他这个时候当时不是要我们被治好。
And we can trust that it may not be the best thing for us at that time.
在那个时候，我们马上就被治好，可能并不是一个最好的结果。
Did you know that God even used weakness and sickness, to cultivate humility in the Apostle Paul?
你知不知道，神有的时候是用我们的软弱，用我们的疾病，就像他训练保罗一样，让保罗能够学习谦卑的功课。
Paul asked God multiple times to relieve him of some kind of weakness or some kind of illness in his body.
我们知道说保罗常常的说他的身上有一个很重的病痛，他也祷告，但是一直神没有给他拿开。
And Paul said that it was to keep him humble.
后来保罗也知道说这是因为神要他因为这个刺在他的身上能够让他继续学习谦卑的功课。
And it goes on to say that God's response to Paul was that his grace is sufficient for him.
而保罗也知道神对他的回应让他知道的功课就是说让他能够学习谦卑而知道说所有的一切都是神的恩典。
So when we're struggling with weakness and illness and pain, many times it could be God asking us to depend on Him even more.
所以当我们有软弱、有疾病、有痛苦的时候，我们祷告了也不得神的回应来医治的时候，我们可以知道说，起码有一点就是说，神是要我们来学习仰望他，做一个谦卑的人。
That weakness or that illness can be God saying we need to humble ourselves before Him.
所以这个软弱跟这个病痛乃是让我们知道说神要我们谦卑来顺服他。
And we need to trust that His grace is sufficient for us also.
在那个时候，我们就应该的充分的相信说，他的恩典是够我们用的。
Another reason why healing may not happen is because of a lack of faith.
第二个原因，为什么神不会医治的原因，就是说，缺乏对神的信心。我们现在来读一下马可福音第六章五到六节，来。耶稣就在那里，不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
And it says that Jesus could only heal a few people because of their lack of faith.
这个经文说，似乎耶稣只能医治好几个人而已。
Jesus was surprised that the people didn't really believe.And that's why they weren't healed.
而且耶稣自己都讶异说，在那边的人他们不相信，因此没有办法治好他们。
Now I don't think Jesus was condemning them for their lack of faith.
这里的记载并不是说耶稣就斥责他们或者咒诅他们，因为他们没有信心。
I think Jesus was simply observing and diagnosing the situation and noticing that they had a lack of faith.
这里记载是说耶稣也注意到诧异那些人不信。
And when we don't receive healing, many times we're tempted to think that it's our fault.
当我们有疾病祷告不被医治的时候，我们有的时候会落入个境况，认为是我们自己不够格，有错。
But we shouldn't condemn ourselves for our own sickness.
我们不要以为就是说是因为我们错了，我们被咒诅了，所以我们得了疾病。
Instead, we should observe and diagnose our own hearts to see whether we have our faith with God is good.
我们应该检查我们自己的信心，看看我们的信心是不是对的信心。
We should see if our hearts really believe that God loves to give good gifts.
我们要觉察到我们的心是不是真的知道说被医治是神给我们的恩典。
Because if you feel condemned by your sickness, then you may not ask for healing.
当我们咒诅自己的疾病的时候，我们是不可能得到医治的。
So when we ask for healing, we don't condemn ourselves, but we just ask knowing that God is good, that God can heal.
当我们祷告求医治的时候，我们不需要咒诅我们自己，而只是我们把我们的信心放在耶稣基督的身上，知道神是好的，神是善的。神的恩典够我们用。
Do you have the boldness and the faith to ask God for healing?
你有没有这样的果敢，愿意，来接受神给我们这样的信心呢？
Or maybe another question is, do you not pray for healing because you think maybe he won't heal?
也许另外一个方法来问就是说，你不愿意去为，疾病得医治祷告，是不是因为你怕失败呢？
I've been praying for one of our high school girls, for probably 2 months now.
在我们的英语部的高中团契，有一个女孩，我曾经为她祷告了好几个月。
And she has a pain in her, a problem with her foot, so she asks for prayer every week.
她的脚有疼痛，她请大家为她代祷了好几个礼拜。
And I thought that by the third or fourth week, she would be disappointed and stop asking.
我想说，哦，也许过了三四礼拜之后，好像没有事情发生，她也许开始很沮丧。
But it's already been 8 or 9 weeks, and every single week she asks me to pray for her.
但是到今天为止已经过了八九个星期了，她每个礼拜都会提出来她的脚痛，让我们替她代祷。
And you know what that tells me?
你知道这告诉我什么吗？
It shows me that she has faith.
这告诉我说她是一个非常有信心的人。
It shows me that she hasn't given up on believing in God.
她告诉我说她是一个有信心的人，因为她一直的不气馁的代祷告。
She still believes that God is good.And God can heal her.
她仍然相信神是好的，神是会医治她的。
And she's not disappointed at all.
她并没有失望。
So that should be our attitude. Whenever God doesn't heal, we should keep asking and keep asking.
所以我们也应该有这样的态度，就是我们一直不断的祷告，一直有信心的祷告，相信神会医治我们，是神的恩典。
Because there may be that one day, that just that one day, when you can be free.From your sickness and from your illness.
因为当我们这样不间断的相信的时候，总有一天，就是那一天，神会答应来医治我们。
And that one day will be so joyous and so awesome.
当这一天发生在你的身后，你会非常的高兴，你会赞美神。
Because God's a good God.
因为神是好的。
He loves to give good gifts to his children.
他是我们的天父，他要把最好的礼物赏赐给我们。
So how did Jesus?And the apostles pray for healing.
那耶稣到底是或者是门徒他们是怎么样来为疾病得医治来祷告呢？
Many times when we pray for healing, we only pray for the pain to go away.
我们祷告的时候，我们常常只是求主医治我，把我身上的病痛拿走。
Jesus and the disciples didn't only pray for the pain and the suffering to go away.
我们注意的话，可以知道说，耶稣跟他的门徒在祷告的时候，并不只是把这个身上的疼痛拿走。
They also prayed for what they wanted to see happen.
他们事实上祷告的是非常的清楚的，是要把他希望发生的事情祷告出来。
Yes, we should pray for the pain to go away, but we should also pray for healing.
我们不错，要让神医治我，把我身上的疼痛挪去。但是我们是要清楚的来祷告某一项事情得到医治。
Peter, when he prayed for the lame man, he didn't just pray that the man's pain would go away.
彼得替这个瘫痪的人祷告的时候，并不是只是让他这个身上的疼痛挪去。
Peter prayed that the lame man would get up and walk.
他很清楚的祷告是为这个人能够站起来行走祷告。
Jesus, when he prayed for a blind man, he didn't just pray that the blind man would feel comfortable and free from pain.
彼得后来为一个瞎眼的祷告，并不是说哦这个人很痛苦看不见，让他的痛苦能够挪开。
Jesus prayed that his blind eyes would be open.
耶稣为他祷告乃是让他能够眼睛打开看见。
Paul prayed for a dead young man to be alive, and he became alive.
保罗为一个年轻人祷告，让他能够从死的状态复活起来。那个人后来就复活了。
And if you're praying for someone with a disease, you can pray that the disease would leave, but then you also pray that God would heal the body part that's affected.
当我们去为一个病人祷告的时候，我们不是只是替他的病痛祷告，而是让他的为他的整个的身体或者那一个部位那个肢体的部分能够被完全的医好。
And my point is that we should be specific with our prayers.
所以重要的重点就是说，我们必须为那一个真正的有疾病的部位得完全的痊愈而祷告。
We do pray for the pain to go away, but also for the healing to take place.
我们不但是求神把疾病的疼痛挪走，而且让那个受伤或损坏的部位能够复原。
So a few months ago, one of our ninth grade boys was having a lot of pain.
几个月以前，我们的青年组里面有一个九年级的学生，他也是有很大的痛苦，带导。
They were sitting in the stairwell over there, and he was complaining of a lot of back pain.
当他在隔壁福音中心的楼梯间那边的时候，他向他的附近的人在讲说他非常非常的痛。
So there were three boys there, and including me, there was four of us there, and we decided that we were going to pray for this boy.
除了我之外，另外还有三个男孩，因此我们就决定来一起为他祷告。
So as a group, we prayed that God would take away his pain.
所以当我们祷告时，我们就求主把他的痛苦挪去。
But we also prayed that God would strengthen his back and strengthen the muscles and the bones in his back.
同时，我们也替他的背部肌肉骨骼能够恢复完全祷告。
And we prayed with faith, knowing that God is a good God and that He can heal.
我们非常有信心的祷告，我们赞美神，因为神是好的，我们相信他能够医治好。
And that ninth grade boy was completely surprised at what happened next.
然后这个九年级的高中生，当我们祷告完了之后，他非常惊讶，发现。
And almost all of the pain was completely gone just a few seconds later.
就一祷告完的时候，这个男孩就发现他身上的疼痛就没有了。
You could see how surprised he was because he was moving around like this, like really confused.
他非常非常的惊讶，因为为什么呢？因为你可以看他站起来以后，他动的时候，他自己的脸上的表情都非常的诧异。
And then just a few seconds later, he realized what had happened. God had healed him.
就在几秒钟之后，他才发现说：“哦，真的，神已经把他治好了。”
So, my question today is: Do any of you guys need healing today?
我的问题就是说，各位是不是真的想要为你的疾病而得医治来祷告
？I personally need healing today.
我个人是要的。
But if you want to healing today, number one, begin a relationship with God by putting your faith in His Son Jesus.
假如你要的疾病被得医治的话，第一个就是把你的信心放在耶稣的身上。
Number two, you can ask an elder or a fellow believer to pray for your healing.
第二个就是请教会的长老或者你属灵的同伴小组里面的人能够为你的得医治祷告。
Number three, submit to God's will concerning your healing. He may not heal you right away. He may heal you later.
第三个就是把你得医治的这个主权这个意愿交还给神，而不是你有自己的意思。
And finally, have faith and no doubt.
第四个就是要长期不断的祷告，不要间断，要有信心，要继续下去，不要怀疑。
If any of you guys need prayer, ask your fellow believers to pray for you. Ask an elder to pray for you. Or if you want, I would be glad to pray for you also. I'll take a few minutes afterwards to pray for people.
假如你现在有疾病，你需要祷告，你可以找教会的长老、牧师，或者是你的属灵的伙伴为你祷告。甚至在今天讲到结束以后，我会在这边等候。如果你愿意要我替你代祷的话，你可以过来，我帮你祷告。
Can I pray for all of you?
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you that you are the creator of the universe.
天父，我们感谢你，你是创造宇宙的神。
God, thank you that you're the creator of our bodies.
主，我们也感谢你，主，因为你是给我们身体、创造我们生命的神。
That you are able to give us good health and functioning bodies.
谢谢你给我们健康，让我们的身体能够活动。
Father, there's many of us who need prayer for healing.
我们知道我们身当中有很多的人身上有疾病、有疼痛的，主需要你被你医治。
Many of us have sicknesses or weaknesses or diseases inside of our bodies.
我们身上有疾病，有软弱的地方，需要得到你的医治。
And God, we know that in heaven there will be no more sickness and no more disease.
我们也知道将来进入天堂以后，那边就没有疼痛，没有疾病了。
And Jesus, you told us to pray that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你在祷告当中也教导我们说，要让天你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So if there's no sickness in heaven, then I pray that there would be no sickness here on earth in our bodies also.
我们相信天堂里面没有病痛了，主，也求你这个旨意能够在地上执行，也让我们身上的病痛被医治。
God, we ask you for healing for our bodies through your Son Jesus.
主，我们求你透过耶稣基督宝贵的圣名来医治我们身上的软弱跟疾病。
And I pray that we would submit our wills to you, knowing that you can heal in your timing.
主，我们也愿意的顺服你的带领，因为我们知道主你对我们有最好的安排，有最恰当的时机来医治我们。
We lift our whole bodies up to you in surrender to you.
我们将我们的身心灵都献在你的面前，求你来掌管。
I pray these in Jesus' name.
我们将这祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.